Sundays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration's outlined plans to develop and use artificial intelligence to advance national security while managing its risks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We have to build a national security policy that will protect the American people and the American innovation ecosystem, which is so critical to our advantage.
The strike by machinists goes on at Boeing after the rejection of the company's latest contract offer. It did not include restoration of a pension plan. Workers have been demanding that. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The company is preparing to lay off 10% of its global workforce to cut costs. There is no timeline for when negotiations may resume.
An Israeli strike on a school where displaced people were sheltering in Gaza killed at least 17 and injured others. The Israeli military said it targeted Hamas militants inside that building. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Drug Takeback Day is October 26th this year. Last year, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration collected nearly 600,000 pounds of unneeded medication from almost 5,000 locations nationwide. We know it's not always safe to just throw away or flush medications. Kylie Hunter is an Aspirus pharmacy resident. She explains how to check.
The best way to find out what medications that you can flush down the toilet will be in the package insert, or they will be told to you by your pharmacist. However, if it doesn't say and it's unclear, you can always go on the CDC website and look at their Do Not Flush list.
Drug Takeback Day provides an opportunity for you to safely dispose of unused or expired medications at designated Dropbox locations.
The best way to get involved in Drug Takeback Day is by going through your old medications in your storage cabinets and checking expiration dates or whether or not you take them.
Disposing of medications properly helps prevent accidental poisoning, reduces the risk of medication misuse, and protects the environment. This Saturday is the official drug take-back event, but you can do it at any time of the year at permanent locations in hospitals and police departments.
So you don't have to wait until Drug Take-Back Day to dispose your medications. In fact, you can do it any day of the year. However, we use Drug Take-Back Day to create awareness in making sure that we're disposing our medications safely.
Wood County is holding several drug take-back events on Saturday. From 10 to 2, you can drop off at Marshfield City Hall, Town of Rome Police Department, and Wisconsin Rapids Pick and Save. The Pittsville Police Department is collecting from 9 to noon, and at the Port Edwards Fire Department, you can drop off from 11 to 1 and get some chili at their fundraiser. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won their season opener in Philly, 124-109. Did they get a break since the 76ers' Paul George and Joel Embiid were both out with knee injuries? Doc Rivers.
No, I mean, we didn't have Chris, you know, which is one of our key guys. But we're not worried about the opponent right now, honestly. We're more worried about how we play.
The Bucks host the Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers host number 3-ranked Penn State Saturday night. Luke Fickell on facing that tough Nittany Lions defensive front.
They're going to move all around. They've got really, really good athletes. I think, obviously, that's where the strength of their team is.
NFL, Matt LaFleur inviting his close friend and former Jets head coach Robert Saleh to practice. Will Saleh be joining the coaching staff?
It's pretty fluid. You know, I think it's important for him to spend time, obviously, with his family. So he's staying through Thursday and going back on Friday.
The Packers play the Jaguars in Jacksonville Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Winds whipping out of the south today are shoving us to highs in the low 60s. Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a cold front approaches, bringing widespread rain of around a quarter of an inch. It'll push in this evening, but be gone by tomorrow. More sunshine will return with cooler highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Pick picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's Wisconsin and Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. We lighten it up with Milwaukee Record Monthly, and this shouldn't be a thing to close it out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer. It is Thursday, October 24th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along with us. Beautiful day. Another picture-perfect autumn day across Wisconsin. Mr. Zomers, you can't beat it with a stick, as my old social studies teacher, Kent Lewis, liked to say.
Nor would you want to. Just enjoy the outdoors.
That's right. Homecoming week here in Madison. Big home. I cannot wait. I always love the UW homecoming parade tomorrow night. Langdon Street and all through campus. So looking forward to that. It should be a perfect homecoming, and hopefully the Badgers can get a big win over Penn State. You can hear that game across Civic Media on the Badger Radio Network and on the Civic Media app for free. If you don't have it, download it today on your Apple or Android device. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Big show today. Our old friend and ongoing contributor, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney and noted author, Matt Flynn, going to be joining us at about 20 after this hour to talk a little bit about voting rights and about the election in general. But right now, we are honored to be joined live via telephone by the host of Rational Revolution, which can be heard right here on Civic Media every Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Big story by Mark Becker, a big scoop. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach broke the news on their program just before we came on the air. Mark Becker, host of Rational Revolution, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Glad to be on the Civic Media World Headquarters here this afternoon.
Well, you know, they tell me I'm not supposed to oversell that anymore. So, you know, we try to remain humble.
That's awesome. What's up, man?
Mark, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Before we get into this breaking news, tell folks just a little bit about your background and how you came to be a host of Rational Revolution.
Well, the show was hosted previously by Chris Alfheim, and who's a good friend of mine. I was a former chairman of the Brown County Republican Party. I also was a local elected official, and I kind of started speaking out about the direction of the party, where things were going during the rise of Donald Trump. I left the party, and, you know, I did some things. I had a dust-up with my old friend Ron Johnson about his, you know, consistent election denialism. It was great, good fun. And when Chris announced that she was running for Senate, she asked that I take over her beloved Rational Revolution, which I did with great honor. That's why I'm here today.
Well, your journey is an admirable one, and you know, myself, a former Republican, I left the party in 2011. I've got my own story. People on this show have heard about it. We don't need to talk about that, but I'm more interested in your story today. How did you come? Have you known State Senator Rob Coles a long time? How did you come to get it? It is truly a scoop, and I congratulate you on that. This is a big story, and how did you get it?
Rob is a dear friend. I've known him since I mean, he was my state senator since I was born. I grew up in Alloway. But when I started becoming involved in politics, I met him and we became friends. And, you know, I've always respected his ability to think for himself and think about what's right for the people he represents and not necessarily the party first. He's always done that. And so when I started to speak out about things, my old friend Rob, you know, we stayed in contact and when things started happening with Donald Trump, he expressed some frustration to me and I kind of just allowed him, if you ever want to talk about it, right. You let me know. Mm-hmm. And things kind of came to a head, as he said on the show, if you want to listen to it. It was for this John Kelly thing. We were going to record it today, but mm-hmm. he called me up and he was like, I am so mad. I'm so mad. I want to do this right now. So I was at my house. It was my day off. And I'm like, okay, to the studio we go. and he just aired all of his grievances and he did it really well. I'm really, really eternally proud of his courage. And I'm so proud to call him my friend. So he did great.
Well, again, congratulations on getting this story, and we're proud to have you here at Civic Media. You can hear the entire episode you're welcome on the our podcast. Go to civicmedia.us and Rational Revolution or wherever you get your podcast. It's up now. You can also read the entire story written by our own political editor, Dan Schaefer, based on Mark's interview here on this show. It's a great read at civicmedia.us as well. Rob Coles, longest-serving Republican, also longest-serving, now that Fred Risser retired, longest-serving state senator in the building, has endorsed Kamala Harris for president. This is big news, Mark.
It is big news. Yeah, it is big news. And, you know, and he knew that it would be big news. And, you know, he's also calling some people that are kind of like-minded to try to push them to do the same thing as well. And we're working on some more to see if we can, you know, keep this momentum going. But this took him, he knew where his priorities were and he knew where mm-hmm. his thoughts were. It took is to get that courage to do it. And he did. And I'm so proud of him.
Let's listen if we could, Mark. I know we got about, I think, three clips here kind of queued up. Zommers is on the board here. Let's take the first one. Again, this is a sitting Republican state senator, Rob Coles, longest-serving Republican, longest-serving state senator in Wisconsin right now, talking to Rational Revolution, Civic Media's own Mark Becker in an exclusive interview talking about how he came to this decision to endorse Kamala Harris.
You know, I look back at all the people that I supported for president. Before I was there were a couple. I voted for Republican for president every time.
How about this time?
Well, we're not doing it this time.
I mean, that's, you know, I know Rob Coles a little bit myself. I mean, that's about as blunt as he gets, right? I mean, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, when he says something, he means it. Let's give another one of these clips. Here's another clip from this exclusive interview, Mark Becker and State Senator Rob Coles.
And I believe this guy, Trump, is a totalitarian and very much a fascist. And he's, you know, the old adage, past is prologue. He's indicated that in his words and deeds, especially in trying to overturn a free and fair election.
I mean, he puts it right down there where the chickens can get at it, so to speak. I mean, you know, doesn't mince words, and that's one thing I've admired about Senator Coles for a long time is when he doesn't get up and give a lot of floor speeches, but when he does, they're meaningful.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and if you know, if you listen to the whole thing, he talks about his time in that audit committee on the 2020 election, and he talks about what they went through trying to, you know, well, not he wasn't trying to find the fraud, but there were people that were trying to find fraud to which they didn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they, you know, Trump continued and continued, and so did Ron Johnson, continued pushing and pushing and pushing when there was nothing there. And he got and Rob takes it personally. Mm-hmm. When Trump comes to Wisconsin and says that I won the election, there was so much fraud, there was so much, because he knows there was none.
Right.
And so he took that deeply, deeply personally. And Rob, he called me when, you know, he would watch the speeches and he would, can you believe this guy? And it's like, I mean, I don't believe him, but I believe him. You know what I mean?
You brought up Mark, and talking to Mark Becker, host of Rational Revolution every Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. This is such a great interview. You can hear the whole thing on Saturday or now. On demand, wherever you get your podcasts, Rational Revolution. You brought up, Mark, the audit committee. And Senator Coles has been the chair of the audit committee for, you know, pretty much since God was a boy. And he worked so closely with Jan Mueller. And those two were seen as never partisan, always protecting the taxpayer and the citizens of Wisconsin. And people would take things to the audit committee, and it's a little bit like Bob Lang. If Jan Mueller and Rob Cole said it was true, it was true. And for Senate Majority Leader, current leader, Devin Lemieux, to take Rob off of that committee, to take his chairmanship away, that to me was a huge signal that the current iteration of Senate Republicans have no interest in serving the taxpayers and the citizens, only themselves.
Well, and I would say that, you know, the current Republicans don't even serve themselves. They serve Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've said this before on my show. I've said this before that the Republican Party is the party of litmus tests and loyalty pledges. They don't do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. They don't do what's right for who they represent. They do what's right for you know, the leader of their party, who's a convicted felon. Look at here in Wisconsin, we have a guy running for Congress that put Donald Trump's name above his own on his yard signs. He's Trump-endorsed Tony.
Talking about really weird weed up there in the 8th District, where I hope that Dr. Lyerly beats him like a drum.
I do, too. But yeah, I mean, that's the Republican Party today. They do not serve, you know, the people. They don't serve the party platform for you know, they serve Donald Trump.
One more cut here. This is, again, our very own Mark Becker, host of Rational Revolution, talking to current State Senator Rob Coles, who is endorsing Kamala Harris for president.
I really think it's this is the most important, one of the most important things I've done. And hopefully people will accept that and listen to me, those that have trusted me and, you know, believed in me, will think about that. And if they're undecided, that we have to make a change here, and Trump has to be defeated, and we have to protect the Constitution, and the country will go on, even with some liberal things that Harris might do or may not do. So,
but at least the country will remain.
You have to have the foundation of the Constitution and protect democracy. If you don't have that, we will disappear.
You know, again, there are State Senator Rob Coles endorsing Kamala Harris for president with Mark Becker on his show, Rational Revolution. You can hear the whole thing on Saturday at 2 p.m., or you can hear it on demand at civicmedia.us or read the story there by our own Dan Schaefer. Mark, again, I've known Rob maybe not as long as you, but for quite a while, and I know, I'm sure this was difficult in some ways, but also he's a man of honor and character, and I give him a hell of a lot of credit because there aren't too many people from our former party who have this kind of courage.
No, and I think that really is something that I want people to understand with this, from people on the left to people on the right, people in the center. I mean, this took a lot. There was a certain state representative that, you know, I shared this news to, and she said to me, well, that's easy, you know, since he's leaving office. It's like, no, it's not easy. It's not.
Yeah.
Because there is retribution and other things. It's so great job to Rob.
Absolutely. Great job to you. Congratulations, Mark Becker. Great scoop for Civic Media. We appreciate it. 2 p.m. every Saturday afternoon, Rational Revolution. Great get. Come on back. We've got Matt Flynn after this. Thank you, my friend.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
Welcome back to the Donald Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 12 noon. Again, many thanks to Mark Becker, host of Rational Revolution, every afternoon, Saturday from 2 until 3, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Huge story. Sitting state senator, Republican, longest serving state senator in the building, longest serving Republican in the state Senate, Rob Coles, endorsing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz for president and vice president. Joining us right now via phone from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, our friend and ongoing contributor, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, also wonderful attorney. If you need help, give him a call. No, I'm just kidding. But if you need a good book, he can help you out because he's also a fantastic author and he makes time for us. He's so kind. Mr. Matt Flynn. Matt, how are you?
Good to be with you, Todd. Good to be in the Todd Olbo Show. Matt Flynn direct calling in.
I love it. You always make me feel better, my friend, wherever you're on the show. What do you make of this news that Mark Becker broke here just a little while ago that sitting down, getting this sit-down interview with sitting Republican State Senator Rob Coles, and it seems like, Matt, more and more, as you call them, principled conservatives are saying enough of this.
Right, and I've said before, I'm going to say it again right now, we need two parties in this country. We need a center-right party and a center-left party, and they both got to be honest, and they got to be honest. And, you know, you have the Liz Cheney's, you have the Adam Kinzinger's, but Senator Cole's doing that. This is a guy who's conservative, very conservative, much more than I am. But he also believes in democracy, and he thinks that Trump, look, let me be very blunt. Trump has taken money from the Russians. Trump will betray Ukraine, he'll betray Estonia, he'll betray the United States for money. And a guy like Coles isn't going to put up with that. I respect what he did, and I'm hoping it sends a message throughout the Republican Party in the state.
Yeah. Totally agree. Already have some callers on the line. I know you have a lot of fans out there, Matt. If you want to talk to Matt Flynn, have a question for him on this race on politics, going to talk voting as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Tom, thanks for calling. You have a comment on my former teacher, Ken Lewis, it looks like.
Is that the same Ken Lewis who did the LaSalle reenactment expedition?
I'm not sure. He was my seventh grade social studies teacher and fantastic, and one of the great educators in my life.
Well, if it is the same guy, I'm heading to the Chicago Maritime Museum right now with some stuff that he donated for this LaSalle reenactment.
And, well, that's great.
He was a bit of a writer, a bit of a poet, and just an amazing guy. But my political comment was I'm not a huge Eric Hovde fan, and he's just putting all over social media today that he's on this bus tour. He's going to work 13 days and work so hard. But they're too afraid to actually put a schedule up anywhere. He just goes to other events, sneaks in there, takes a couple photos, gets back on the bus, I guess. And he's more of a fake candidate than Trump is. It's just horrible.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so much. Matt Flynn, we talked about this last couple days on the show. You know this, as a chair of a state party on the Democratic side, we're into the silly season, right? And so I told people, all these flyers that you get in the mail, either A, just put them right in the recycling, or B, start a fire with them, or C, if you got a table that's got a wobbly leg, you'll get enough, you could just even out the table leg with these things. And in terms of radio and TV ads, just shut them off, because there's not a one of them that's any good right now.
Well, I got to tell you a funny anecdote about Tom who just called in. 40 years ago, when I was party chairman, there was a Republican running for Senate or something, and he said he was going to walk around the state for 14 days. 14 days, right? So Friday night, my wife and I go for fish at the Bavarian Inn, and the son of a gun is sitting at a table chowing down some fish and drinking a martini. What the guy did was he'd show up at a town, like he'd show up in, I don't know, Cedarburg, and then he'd drive back into Milwaukee and be at dinner. And I'm thinking, I should have. I did at the time. I said, you idiot. I should have taken a picture, except we had no cell phone. But this business about going around the state, this guy's a fraud. I mean, he's very liable to come to Sanford's or Loopy and Iris in Milwaukee and have a nice meal. That's what these guys do.
Exactly. I mean, the days of Bill Proxmire going in and getting a haircut at the local barber are long gone. Right?
Bill Proxmire is a friend of mine. Hubby is no Bill Proxmire.
Thank you, Lloyd Benson. We appreciate that. 26 after 12. Right. Let's go to the back of the phone lines. Mark in Pertisac. Mark, thanks for calling. What do you got?
Yeah, well, I see today that good old J.D. Vance is claiming that Trump is healthier than he is. So he's saying that a man that is twice his age is healthier than he is. And if that is true, then that's pretty scary. I mean, it is just sad, and congrats. I'm going to call Rob Cole's office and thank him for showing the courage that he actually recognized that Trump is a man defined in Federalist 75 by Alexander Hamilton, by a man who's willing to betray the interests of his constituents, for his own personal gain, and willing to engage with foreign influencers, and for that as well.
Yep.
I mean, I'm paraphrasing, of course, and people should actually check that out, because it's easy to get a whole copy of the Federalist Papers for about $5, and there's some good annotated versions, ones with annotations that includes copies of the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the complete Constitution, unlike the Trump Bible, which apparently cuts it off after the Bill of Rights.
And it's made in China, by the way. I'm not joking
made
about that.
China.
That's true. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Matt Flynn, one of my favorite Matt Flynn phrases is, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke until and unless you know history. But it's so true. I mean, you look at the bizarreness. Did you ever think that some of the stuff that's happened the last 5 or 10 days, you'd ever see this in a presidential campaign in your lifetime? 40 minutes of swaying back and forth to music, praising Hitler, having other Republican MAGAs defend him on that?
Right. No, not only that, but what Mark just said, when a 40-year-old guy says a 78-year-old guy is healthier than he is, he may be telling the truth. The 40-year-old guy is sick. Really sick.
I mean, sick in the head.
This guy, Vance is sick. Right, absolutely. I mean, he's a sociopath. Have you ever looked at his eyes? Very strange, shiny eyes.
Well, and he has the eyeliner. He wears the eyeliner, so that's hard to see his eyes.
He does. He was in a dress. Yeah, everybody. He was in a drag show at Yale Law School. I'm not kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Then he shows up with a skirt over his trousers and a red dot on his forehead. Nobody's saying anything about it. But
And you're 100% right. And the fact that
right.
You're right about it, and that's the irony and the hypocrisy and the sadness that they're the ones making fun of folks in the LGBTQ community and spreading lies. It's hypocrisy to the hilt. Come on back, North Matt Flynn, Todd Allball, Aaron Zobers. It's the Allball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Because of higher grocery prices, consumers are looking for more economical foods. That has sent demand upward for a certain variety of cheese. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and I'll have those details in a moment.
Spain and Portugal, that's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke inviting you to join us April 5th through the 17th for our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword Pam, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1024 for a brochure.
Matt Tranel joins us midday on a Thursday. He's a senior dairy market advisor with Everag. That's EVER.AG online. Matt tells us how dairy is fitting into consumer choices at the grocery store.
It's been kind of a struggle on really demand all over the place. We have seen more and more demand in regards to what we would consider maybe more economical foods. So we've definitely seen an uptick in mozzarella demand, which is kind of a direct correlation to frozen pizza. We all know that frozen pizzas, you can certainly feed a lot of mouths for a little bit cheaper price than what it would be if you were to order a pizza, eat in a restaurant or takeout.
Mozzarella cheese in the spotlight at this point in the year. Matt Tranel joining us. He's a senior dairy market advisor with Everag. Don't go anywhere. We'll see what commodity prices are doing in the midday trade next.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Thursday from Chicago, corn and soybeans are seeing some support in the market. Everything else is trading lower. December corn is up a penny and three quarters at 420 and three quarters. November soybeans are up 4 cents, trading at 10.01 and a half. Cash wheat is a penny and a quarter lower at 577 and a quarter. And July new crop wheat is down 2 3/4 cents at 611 and a quarter. The November Class 3 milk contract is down a nickel at 20.35 a hundredweight. The December Class 3 milk contract is trading down 9 cents at $20.49 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Winds whipping out of the south today are shoving us to highs in the low 60s. Clouds are increasing this afternoon as a cold front approaches, bringing widespread rain of around a quarter of an inch. It'll push in this evening, but be gone by tomorrow. More sunshine will return with cooler highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie. I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume and it goes on over your other clothes. So I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight from the show Outrageous Pumpkins, Wisconsin's own Carly Ide joins the show. Then we talk jack-o'-lantern days in Fish Creek and our popcorn pick of the week with Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
is a burning thing.
Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 past the hour of 12 noon on the Thursday, October 24th. Our ongoing contributor, friend, two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, a great attorney, an expert poker player. He knows when to hold them, he knows when to fold them, he knows when to run. And also a wonderful author, Matt Flynn, joining us on this afternoon. Matt, always great to have you, and thanks for sticking around for another segment here.
Good to be back with you always, Todd. That Olbo show is a great show.
Well, only when you're on it, we love to have you here. We have a lot of your fans on the line, Matt, and I want to get to it. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We will take the calls in order that they come. First of all, out to the West Coast, L.A. Tom in Los Angeles. Thanks for calling, Tom. What say you?
Absolutely. A friend of mine once told me that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. He's absolutely correct.
You're right.
And I think that they're actually blaring the sound alarm right now on it, so people wake up and get out and vote, because there's no joke about this. It's either going to be a dictatorship or a democracy. And I'm sorry, but it's game over. We have right-wing callers out there like Gary and Dave and Cassandra. And
all right, well, let's not make it personal. Like I don't like to call people out by name on this show.
I'm saying I know they're smart people, and I hope. I mean, they sound very smart. They have very good ideas. But I'm hoping that they can really, really search their own conscience, because I know for myself when I'm out phone banking that, you know, if someone needs to be convinced of why not to vote for Kamala, then I kind of look at it and say, you know what, you're smart people. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't see the difference between the two people, don't compare her to the Almighty. Compare her to the alternative.
Thanks,
Tom.
The
alternative is just awful. Thank you.
Yep. Matt.
Yeah, Tom, good to hear from you again. You hit the nail on the head, and fascism creeps in on little cat's feet was me altering an old poem. It is true. The one piece of solace I take out of this is I think Harris is going to win. She's being hit and lied about and so on. But the truth of the matter is the difference between us and, say, Italy in the 20s or Germany in the 30s and 40s is that we don't have the concept of a VOLK, V-O-L-K. In other words, we're a diverse country. And I think if Trump, God forbid, ever got in, he can pull a lot of stuff. He has a lot of crooked judges on his side, the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court, and Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the she-wolf down in Florida. But having said that, there are a lot of people who have endorsed Harris who are normally Republicans, not just Senator Coles, but you have people, even Jamie Dimon if Wall Street is sort of on her side right now, mm-hmm. Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney. So I think what you're going to find, and this is what's really going to be sad for the Republican Party, if this guy ever got in, he'd be fighting a civil war in his own party for 4 years. That's why I don't think he's going to get in. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, you hit the nail on the head when you said, if somebody has to be convinced who to vote for, it's not about just who to vote for. It's basically, do you want an autocracy? Do you want fascist government, commie government, the deprivation of your liberties and the deprivation of your privacy? Or do you want American government? And you can always change it every 4 years.
Right. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Todd Alball, along with Matt Flynn, who is always direct. We go to one of your old friends up the Chippewa Valley, listening on WCFW in Eau Claire, Gene from Eau Claire. Gene, what say you?
Well, hello, guys, and thank you for having one of my favorite guys on, Matt Flynn. Miss you, Matt. Matt, do you have anything that you are feeling very strong about that we should be aware of? I mean, I'm wondering what you'd call little cat's feet now. In addition, with Trump saying, the enemy from within, we've been saying it from ever, no one's going to attack us from the outside. They're going to attack us with the help of Putin and China, all the other one of his buddies, you know, with their internet
capabilities and stuff, and it's like, and Maria Butina and all the things going on. I'm so thankful that Republicans are finally opening their mouths to save our country. And I just want to hear what you got to say. Anything that you want to share with us or you think is important. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Jean. Wonderful to hear your voice again. And you know, when I said initially, fascism creeps on little cat's feet. My first favorite remark. Remember Bill McConnell?
Of course.
And said, "Matt, they're not little cat's feet. It's a thundering herd of elephants' feet."
I remember that. I was producing the show when he called in and said that. That was great.
Yeah, right. I mean, he isn't pretending. I mean, Trump isn't even pretending. So I think I would say a couple of things. Remember something. Trump said that the press is the enemy of the people. He said that. Hitler said that. Mussolini said that. He mimics them in many, many respects. The enemy from within. Hitler was anti-Semitic, and that's where he meant then. What Trump is saying now is that Democrats are. Now, he has a real problem because he's talking about a party of Roosevelt, Truman, Kennedy, you know, people like Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. We're not going to take that lightly. We're not going to take that lightly. He's also the guy, Dean, remember this, who said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton. He advocated assassination. He was then talked to by the Secret Service, and they're afraid of doing anything about the guy because he was the nominee at the time. The guy promotes violence. He promotes death threats against election workers. We've got to stand up against him.
855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick in Madison, listening on WMDX here in Dane County. Dick, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, is J.D. Vance saying that they're both in horrible health? He must be. The only thing I can figure out. just look at the guy. But what I can't figure about any of this, if you really look at this and are intellectually honest, I'm talking about our Republican friends. I mean, here's a guy cheated on three of his ex-wives in his own personal life. That's okay. We'll give him that. And they give him a pass. But the first president in history to be twice impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, criminal charges, 34 felonies, you know, on and on. I could sit here and read off the list of stuff that he's in the documents thing and on you go, and you still don't see this guy as not being fit for office. I don't understand it.
Matt?
Right. He is, by nature, a criminal. And you can see that right from the year of the Trump University. But going down now to what he did was he deliberately sprinkled classified documents around bathrooms and dressing rooms. So the people the Russians had sent in down in Mar-a-Lago to work as busboys or to be guests at different events could go and take pictures of them. He deliberately did that. And for a year afterwards, we had an unusual number of undercover agents in China and in Russia arrested and executed. The CIA, was a New York Times article, sent a station memo around saying, you've got to be more careful. It wasn't a matter of our being more careful. Trump did that on purpose. Trump is on the take. He's taking money from Saudi Arabia. His son-in-law got $2 billion. And Saudi Arabia wants, quote, civilian nuclear capability now, believe it or not. That's what they want.
Yeah.
And he said he's for it. Well, they're going to get, he says, you can't make weapons out of it. Oh, no. But they'll get Russian engineers, North Korean engineers in. This guy cannot be trusted with the government of the United States.
Matt, I want to switch. We're talking to Matt Flynn, a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a great author, a great poker player, and also my great friend. Great to have him on the show today. Matt, I want your take on this because this is really important. And this is a text off the text line from Wes in Middleton here, listening on WMDX. And he says of the election, and Zomers, you correct me if I'm reading this wrong, I think he's talking in terms of he's a Harris supporter, and he says, quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. Early voting is underway, and the data we have so far, as well as the last few weeks of polls, are extremely bleak. We lost the momentum at the worst possible time. Where were these guys 2 months ago? Too little, too late. And then a little bit later on, he's talking about this Nate Silver poll, 356, whatever it's called.
Or Matt, 538.
Or 538. Yeah. Don't ask a dyslexia guy to do numbers. But Matt, explain to people how this is used as a political weapon, a tactic to flood with false polls, to suppress people's vigor to go out to the polls and vote for Harris. This is a tactic, Matt, and explain it to us.
Right. So I think, let's pay attention to this very, very carefully. This is not the time to get wobbly or to get scared. Many people who have never heard a shot fired in anger immediately head for the exits when they hear anything bad. Here is the reality. The polls right now show Kamala Harris ahead of Trump in Wisconsin by anywhere. The average is now between 2 to 3 points. They show her ahead of him in Pennsylvania by 2 points and ahead in Michigan by 2 points. Now, you can say, well, that's terrible because she used to be ahead by 5 points. So what? So what? It's 13 days out and she's still ahead. Now, remember this. In 2018 and 2022, all of Silver's polls and everyone else showed that we were going to get screwed in the House and the Senate.
Mm.
We're going to lose massive numbers of seats. We didn't. In fact, we improved. Mm. And the truth of the matter is that there's, in terms of these polling, A, the polls right now still show her in the lead. And B, and by the way, I get, without exaggeration, between 150 and 200 emails or texts a day, you know, asking for support and all
right,
that,
right.
And I respect all of it. But one of the tactics of that our candidates will do, and the Republicans doing too, is saying, I may be losing. You
right.
got to give me some money right now. Because they think that's a tactic. Okay, I don't kind of think that's a nice tactic. I'd rather say I'm doing real good.
Right.
Have me some more money so I can do better. But,
right.
you know, people have weird psychology. So don't pay any attention to that. Do not get discouraged, for God's
right.
sake. You get out there, you hear a shot fired in anger, you shoot back.
Right. When you say that, of course, you're talking about politically at the ballot box and campaign wise.
Right. Metaphorically.
Right. I know that because I've known you for a while, but in today's day and age, we have to make that clear because some Yahoo is going to start
right.
saying things
right.
that, you know, aren't true.
Right.
That's well said, and I'll simply add on to that, Matt, and talking to our friend Trigvi Olson, who's done polling nationally and internationally for that matter. What happens here is that right, because Matt will tell you, I think, confirm, if you want to, as a person buying the services of a polling firm, you can skew it by how you ask the questions and what questions you ask. And so what happens is Republican-leaning groups, quote-unquote, hire a polling firm, they intentionally skew it, and then that makes Trump look high, like 5 or 6 points ahead, and that all they release all these kind of, I don't want to say they're made up, but they're intentionally skewed, and then that put into the national average throws off the legitimate polling. And the effect is just what Matt says, it de-incentivizes people because we think, oh, geez, you know, our person's going to lose. Trigvi Olson has confirmed this. Look, I mean, I'm the person that said, and Matt, you'll remember this, on the Thursday night of the Republican convention, I said to this network that Joe Biden was going to withdraw, he was going to do it on Sunday. A lot of people laughed at me. Believe me, a lot of people didn't think I knew what I was talking about. I would have never said that if I didn't have very good sources. Those same sources that told me that information are telling me that Kamala Harris is generally ahead by 3 points, particularly in the swing states that count. But the key is right. to get out and vote. Remember, as our friend Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says, polls don't vote. People do. To Matt's point, do not get discouraged. Do not get wobbly. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
Right, 100%. And one other thing that they do use to skew polls, and they don't even have to change the questions, it's how they weight who they ask the question to. So if there is a county that's 50-50 Democrat-Republican, all they have to do is ask one or two more Republicans than Democrats the questions, and they get a slight skew. The good thing about the polls in general that I'm talking about are their averages of the legitimate polls. And Silver, and there was an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about Silver, and what he said is, it shows this, it shows that, but what's my gut? What's my gut? Well, 13 days, guys. Get out there and get out the vote.
Yeah. Gonna come back. We're gonna find out what's up with Bernie Weber and why he's still hunting and how you can read about him with Matt Flynn and voting rights. It's the Oddball Show on the Civic Media. Read it up.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
A lot can happen in 25 years. Especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Join James and Southwood County Humane Society for Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Stay up to date on needs, events, and available pets. Over 100 pets have been adopted thanks to area sponsors. To learn how to help, call Ashley at 715-496-0710.
Luann Goetz is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let Luann guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Call 715-424-4393 today or visit ticinsurance.com.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on the Civic. Oh, I'm sorry. Reading off the wrong script there. So an old script, Matt. As it turns out, Matt Flynn is on the phone. He's always direct. And yes, have you been in any good poker tournaments, Slater? You're an expert poker player.
I played last night, and I want to, for anybody out there who's a poker player, I had a dream hand. Five draw, I squeeze. I'm dealt an ace, high flush, and diamonds. Ace, queen, high flush, and diamonds. I sit there. Other people start pushing it. And at the end, I took the pot. But I'll tell you something. Getting anything like that, anything, ace, high flush, and anything, in five draw, you're feeling mighty good. You're feeling mighty, mighty good.
That's the best part of this entire program so far, that right there. That was great. Have you ever heard of the movie called A Big Hand for a Little Lady? A Little Lady? It's an old movie. A Big Hand for a Little Lady.
I have not. No, I haven't seen it. No,
it's a great, I don't want to ruin it. No. You should dial it up. It's an old, maybe 50s or 60s. It's all about a big poker game. And I watched it the other night and it's fantastic. Anyway, Matt Flynn, back to the matters at hand. A lot to go in a short time to get there. Let's go right to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. Joe, listening on WMDX in Madison. Joe, thanks for calling in. What do you have?
Thanks so much that you're back to talk to Matt. Really, really appreciate it. And in terms of a big hand for a little lady, I just would have to say that my father taught me how to play poker. And for me, one of the greatest things about learning how to play poker was that as a woman, it was learning how to bluff and how to be very observant. And I thought that both of those things hopefully have served me well. And it's like, thank you, Dad. So my big hand. Anyway, I wanted to go back to, you know, with Tom from L.A. and Jeannie called. They were both talking about fascism creeps in on little cat feet. And Tom had the very good line of, it's going to be either dictatorship or democracy. We really need to decide. It is that blunt. And Cheney was also very good in saying, look, this is not little cat feet. This is something rather large. And I would say that it's like that for me. It's like being in the woods and seeing this paw print and going, oh, my God, what's in here? I should, you know, this does not look good. I wanted to ask your thoughts, Matt, on some people have talked about, there was a journalist named Greg Palast who came into town last week. He's done a lot on electioneering and also a voter suppression, very accomplished journalist. And in his podcast, again, his blogs, he has, last name is Palast, P-A-L-A-S-T. He talks about an important day coming after the election. He was saying that the election is very important, of course, but what happens afterwards is even more important. He was speaking of the date of December 11th, which is a date in which, as I understand it, it's called the Certificate of Ascertainment Date, which means that every governor has to send to the National Archives a final list of the electors that are going to go to the Electoral College. And this happens after the state certifies these votes. If the certification never arrives, the state gives away its electoral votes. And you could look at that and go, who in their right mind would ever give away your electoral votes? But as I understand it, if neither Harris or Trump gets to 270 electoral votes, then the election gets tossed into the 12th Amendment process, which, as I understand it, under the 12th Amendment, the president is chosen by a vote of states, one vote per state. So South Dakota gets the same as California, and we have 26 Republican-controlled state delegations. Do you see that we have more to worry about than just the election if you look at these kinds of shenanigans? I'd love to hear your response. Thanks, Matt.
Right, Joe, you have put your finger on the deepest fascist plot that's ongoing right now, and let me boil it down. You're absolutely right. If, for instance, say there's a Republican governor in a state that Harris wins, all he has to do is say, no, I'm not going to send it in. Now, we could immediately go to the Supreme Court, but you have the six tarantulas up there, and Alito and Thomas and these people are crooked, quite frankly, and they've taken money. So what do we do? The other subtext of this plot is that there are some counties in Georgia, in New Mexico, in Texas, and elsewhere, where you have local people who will not send in the vote total to the governor, to the state authority. And then the governor can't say what the final one is, and it is going to come down to, does Harris get 270 despite all the shenanigans? In 1960, you're not going to believe this, John F. Kennedy won Alabama, and some of the Alabama electors wouldn't vote for him because of his faith. And fortunately, he had sufficient electors. But the interstices of this issue require honest federal judges. And when you have the Supreme Court, I am concerned. Here's the way to resolve it. The last time this happened in Michigan, in 2020, the board, the state board, was not going to certify it and send it to the governor, and a Republican finally had a pang of conscience. I think there's got to be a relentless legal effort, which there is, with great lawyers who are on top of everything you're saying. But if it goes to the House of Representatives, Trump will be president, because 26 of the 50 states are Republican-controlled, and they each get one vote. It cannot be permitted to have that happen. But we're on top of that, and you've described it perfectly accurately, and thank you, Joe.
Matt Flynn, 1 minute to promote Hunting Bernie Weber. Go.
Exciting. My novel, Hunting Bernie Weber, has taken off, and I want to pass this on. People have contacted me and said, you know, Matt, we need stocking stuffers at Christmas. And, you know, we hang stockings from the mantelpiece, and you need something that fits in them, a little gift, or you give a big gift and a few. And this is great. And I had a woman call me and say, my husband keeps a copy of it at his bedside, because whenever he's down, there's a couple of passages he lapses, you know what, off. And what it is, you know Milwaukee, you think you know Milwaukee, UWM, Three Brothers Restaurant, you don't know Milwaukee, River West. This is Bernie Weber, a math genius, being hunted by everybody, because he can do things that nobody else can do, and Milwaukee wins, okay, Milwaukee wins. By Hunting Bernie Weber, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, anywhere.
stocking stuff for Christmas.
Matthew J. Flynn, keeping the birth rates down in Milwaukee because people are reading books instead of making love. Matt Flynn, thank you very much. Have a great day, my friend. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Jim Santel, Mark Jacob, Kia Vakil, Dan Schumacher, and heading into the final 10 days of election campaigning.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.